Hey, and welcome to Conversations Cave Podcast. My name is the Caveman Kanoza Gatua, and I am super excited to have you on this particular episode, and more so to have you as an esteemed follower of the podcast. Thank you so much for always finding time to listen in and to share our episodes with your friends and your circles. You don't just take it for granted. We really, really appreciate. Let me also take this opportunity to just highlight some of the messages that I've received on our DMs. We have received all your requests and all the topics that you would want us to cover, and we are going to do them back to back. For those of us who are asking for assertiveness, boundaries, trust, manipulation, emotional well-being, self-awareness, identity, addiction, triggers, expectations, rejection, self-forgiveness, healing, self-respect, the past, and so many more topics that you would want us to talk about, be sure that we have received them and that we have put them on our list as some of the topics that we would want to dwell in too. Again, this is the Conversations Cave, and each and every episode we focus on one specific topic and in full of practical advice for improving and maintaining our mental health and well-being. But today, we're going to talk about grief, and specifically how to manage your mental health during times of grief and loss, such as losing a loved one or experiencing sudden loss related to your job, health circumstances, etc. So I welcome you to listen in, and I believe you are going to be educated, and you will also learn something. This week, I am talking about one of the most challenging topics related to mental health, and one that we will all experience at some point or another in our lives. And as I said, we're going to talk about grief. And grief is one of the most difficult emotions to work through, because it's a profound and often overwhelming sense of loss, and it can feel absolutely awful. In an upcoming episode, I will be talking about a story of someone who died of illness, and how heartbroken I was, especially when I heard the news. And throughout the whole thing, what has stood out for me is the fact that I am learning to work through my grief one day at a time. And I have good days, and they are average days, and at times they are really bad days. But with time, I'm working through my grief and finding ways to just adapt, just like many of us are finding ways to deal with grief, especially if it is about a loved one, or probably losing a job or something, or someone who you held with high esteem. And one thing I want us to know is that whether you're dealing with the loss of a loved one, or the end of a situation, the loss of a job, or feeling of confusion about what the future may hold for you, grief is painful, but is an important part of life. This is because grief shows us what is truly important. And with that in mind, I want us to talk a bit more about grief. We define what grief is and how it happens. Then we'll get into things that we can do to manage our mental health during the time of grief. Let me begin by defining grief and how it relates to mental health. Grief is intense sorrow and pain caused by some type of loss. It can be caused by many different events, such as the death of a loved one, the end of a romantic relationship, the end of a friendship, the loss of a job, loss of health, loss of control, loss of independent, and that is just to mention a few. For example, a lot of people have recently lost their jobs or their ability to earn an income pretty much overnight when COVID-19 hit and the economy went down. And along with the initial stocks and panic, many are quite likely to experience grief over the losses they have experienced. Consider this. If your sense of identity is wrapped up in what you do, which it is for so many of us, and that is taken away overnight, what happened next? What about those who have worked hard to build their own businesses or to tap into their unique skills to create a living for themselves, only to have it disappear suddenly? There's a lot of loss being experienced, and for many of us, we need time to grieve and to mourn what we've lost before we can even begin to think about what to do next. I know because I went through that, as I am sure many of us did. Here are some of the things about grief. And one of the things I want you to understand is that grief is unavoidable. However, grief is proof of life, and when it comes to a loss of a loved one, grief is proof of love. Because the reality of life is that absolutely everything has a beginning, a middle, and an end. Grief, again, is an expression of loss just as much as it is an expression of life. Because to live a truly full life, we have to accept that loss is inevitable. There is a quote by an unknown author that goes that grief is just love with no place to go. All right? And I think that's a good description of all of that love or energy that you want to give, but which now has nowhere to go. Look, let's be honest. If we could choose not to experience loss and grief, we probably would, especially when it comes to those we love deeply. And that's the biggest challenge when it comes to life. Accepting that we have absolutely no control over external events, or indeed everything outside of our own words and actions. Nobody, again, is immune to loss or grief, and so it's up to each and every one of us to find ways to work through grief that feels right for us. Everyone will experience our grief in their own way. And this comes in terms of shock, disbelief, sadness, anger, confusion, guilt, anxiety, emptiness, crying, exhaustion, profound sorrow, emotional heaviness, regret, trouble concentrating, pain, etc. And there is no one-size-fits-all approach to how you might experience grief and you possibly feel some or all of those emotions at any given minute. And also, you might swing wildly from one to another. Grief feels awful, and I'm sorry to say that there is no fast track way through it. Even if you try to mask your pain, for example, by throwing yourself into your work or hitting the bottle or looking for any distraction you can't escape grief. Those feelings, as horrible as they may be, are there to force you to confront your loss so you can make sense of it. If you try to avoid it, it will very likely come back to bite you in the backside later on. Probably the main two things to be aware of when it comes to grief are, number one, there is no one way to deal with loss, because we all experience grief and loss differently based on the situation and our own attitudes or belief. And number two is that grief is often described as being like a roller coaster. It is very unlikely you'll experience it as a straight line from beginning to end. But instead, it's more likely that you'll be up, down, and all over the place for quite a while. So it's a case of taking things one day at a time. feeling what you need to feel, and being gentle with yourself. From a straightforward view of grief, I've read through the guide by Headspace, you know, in Australia, that is titled Dealing with Grief and Loss and the Effects on Mental Health, which if we get time, we'll be able to go through it. And actually, it's a good overview if you are interested, and you can go check it out. I will definitely make sure you have that link down there so that you can be able to read or to go through the whole article if you are able or if you are interested. And there are things that you can do to manage your mental health during times of grief, and that is what I want us to talk about, because with that in mind, there are specific things you can do to manage your mental health during a time of grief. And one of it, or number one, is you need to allow yourself to grieve. Most of the times, the temptation can be to throw yourself into something else to get past the intense feelings of loss and sadness. However, grief is an important process because we need to work through it to heal and to find a way to live with this new reality. Take your time and feel what you need to feel, and by doing that, you are allowing yourself to grieve. Number two, if you need to cry, then cry. It can be an excellent release. People who have cried before, whether during a situation or an issue they are going through, it is an excellent release. But don't feel guilt if you want to cry but can't. Sometimes the body just does what it does. There is absolutely no shame in crying, regardless of age or gender. And I'm not embarrassed to admit that I bawled my eyes out several times a day for the first couple of weeks, you know, when I had the death of my friend. And just like the human I am, I had to, you know, let go of that and just move on, because I'm also a human. I'm not a robot, and I have to allow myself to grieve, and most of the times to just pour out my emotions. Number three, you need to be kind to yourself, especially when there is a guilt involved, which can happen even in spite of any objective evidence or knowledge. When we had to make the choice to either put ourselves in an exposing position for us to, you know, suffer or whatever, we know the only fair decision that we could have made was to let ourselves, you know, be kind to ourselves, let ourselves just take in everything that was happening to us, and later on, when we are overwhelmed, we allow ourselves to just release all those emotions. Things are as they are, and we have to be kind to ourselves, because playing the what if game just causes more heartache. You made a decision, or you made the best choices that you could have made based on what you knew at the time, and unfortunately sometimes things just don't turn out for the best. Instead of blaming yourself, you need to be kind and forgive yourself. The other thing is, take things one step at a time. If you have listened to my episode, this is one of the things that I truly emphasize, taking things one step at a time. It's really important to take things at your own pace. Forget one day at a time during the early stages of bereavement. It can be more like 1 minute at a time. Your emotions are probably going to be all over the place, and that's completely normal, because your mind is trying to make sense of the loss you've experienced and integrate this knowledge into the way it seems, it sees the world, rather. So you need to take your time and take issues at your own pace. The other thing is that you need to, if you need to be alone, be alone. And if you need company, you need to find company. On this one, I would emphasize on finding a balance. Too much of either can be just too much and make things harder for you. But again, take things at your own pace. But balance is important. Don't be alone for long and don't have company for long. Look after yourself and practice self-care. As we began the podcast, we talked about resetting, all right? So when it comes to practicing self-care, you have to rest, you have to sleep, you have to do gentle physical activities, you have to eat well, but take time for self-care and again be gentle with yourself. These awful feelings won't last forever, but you are going to just go away. But rather, they're not just going to go away overnight. And as you take care of yourself, a day at a time, you will easily get rid of these feelings. The other thing, make decisions that are right for you based on the situation. The other thing is you need to work towards acceptance. And as hard as it may be, especially in the early stages of bereavement, the reality is the circumstances will be changed or can't be changed. But gently remind yourself that accepting things as they are will help you to come to terms with the reality of the situation, which is important because that helps you to find ways to move forward one step at a time. So work towards acceptance so that you will be able to move forward. The other thing which is most important is that you need to get support. Talk to a friend if you have to, a family member. Just call a professional grief counselor for advice and go see a therapist and have someone you can talk to. Again, I say, you don't have to go through everything that happens in your life alone. If you're experiencing, intense feelings of grief for weeks and weeks on end and struggling to cope, it's really important that you see someone because it can potentially be a sign of deteriorating mental health, which might require some professional assistance and intervention. Move forward at your own pace. We have talked about that. Also, if you know someone who is grieving, show them kindness and offer support, but give them space. When it comes to grief, what it all boils down to is this, that everything has a beginning, a middle, and an end, and the price of living is loss. That might sound morbid or a bit confronting, but I think when we avoid talking about the truth of life, we do ourselves a great disservice. Because without loss, we might never have known love or joy or connection or any of the wonderful aspects of life. Life is good and bad, light and dark, happiness and sadness. And grief forces us to really look at our priorities and to celebrate what we once had. And it makes us cherish those relationships and situations that we still have and reminds us to be grateful for them. Loss, again, can be hard to comprehend and even harder to accept. However, you will adapt and eventually you will find acceptance and you will be able to look back and remember all the good memories, all those times of joy and contentment and love. And it's those feelings that we need to focus on rather than sorrow. It's true that grief is painful to experience, and it's also true that this too shall pass. However, you will always have the experience of your connection to the individual or situation alive in your heart, and that is something to cherish always, because it is proof of love and it is proof of life. To finish up, let me take a moment to share a quote about this week's topic that I would like to encourage you to reflect on and consider what it means to you. This week's quote has a few disputed sources, but the best I can find is that it appears to be by a Dr. Johnson in an 1845 publication, which I'll refer in the you know, the website. And the quote goes, "There is a sacredness in tears. They are not the mark of weakness, but of power. They speak more eloquently than 10,000 tongues. They are the messengers of overwhelming grief, of deep contrition, of unspeakable love." I want to take that again. There is a sacredness in tears. They are not the mark of weakness, but of power. They speak more eloquently than 10,000 tongues. They are the messengers of overwhelming grief, of deep contrition, of unspoken love. Right? That is the quote by Dr. Johnson. Again, the publication is from 1845, but due to disputed sources, that is the best we could trace that quote. But think about that and just allow that to just, you know, help you focus on your grieving process. And I am sure you are going to find a solution, or you're going to find your way through your grief. Again, let us know what you think about our episode today on all our social media platforms: Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, that is Conversations Cave Podcast. All our streaming, audio streaming preference, that is, you know, Spotify, that is, Google Podcast, wherever you want to listen the conversations on, kindly do so, and we are going to appreciate you. We would love to hear your thoughts on grief. So please keep the conversation going on our social media platform. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, look after yourself and make a conscious effort to share positivity and kindness in the world, because you get back what you put out. Take care of yourself. Up until next time, goodbye. This is the Conversations Cave Podcast, and you with me, the caveman, Kanoga Gatua. Bye.